Hello, my love tribe. Welcome back. And we are getting right back into this episode about facing ourselves, facing our inner demons. So the next thing that I want to cover is the damaged identity. Many of us feel poorly about ourselves because of the belief we have about who we are, which stems from what another person has said to you. This could have come from a parent, a family member, peers in school, or anyone really. When we hold on to these poor beliefs, it feeds our behaviors and our attitudes. So if there are any beliefs you have, write them out and trace the source. I know I say this often, but it is crucial that you understand that this is not your original belief you have about yourself, but something that you picked up. So now I want you to begin to implement more positive beliefs you have about yourself. So I want you to write down, what are three things you really admire or like about yourself? What are three things you like about yourself? What have you accomplished in your life that you're proud of? Is there anything you've done that you are proud of when you think of yourself? Who do you want to be? I want you to write down all of these and place them where you can see it on a regular, consistent basis. And through this journey, we're going to work towards that direction, not the other side. The next thing that I want to cover is, when we continuously focus on our toxic behaviors, we keep acting out in these unhealthy ways. But we keep doing it because we don't know another way of truly doing it that really meets our needs and expectations. This is why when you have someone that has been toxic and they've fallen into this trap of constantly behaving out of these really negative, unhealthy ways, and they want to become better. They do. They truly do. So they try to do different things, but it really doesn't fit. It really doesn't get to that core. It doesn't really make you feel at ease as easily as it did that toxic behavior. Now you try to see other people in a positive light and you try to be kind, but maybe underneath it all, it really feels so much better to just tear another person down. That makes me feel so much better. Yeah, right? That makes me feel so much better if I could just tear another person down instead of trying to give love to the world. Ugh, it just doesn't hit the same way that making another person feel inferior does it? But if we take a step back, you'll see that vicious cycle that, you know, for that moment, it felt great. Maybe it made you feel a little bit better about yourself to really focus on all these negative things about another person, but after it fades away, you realize you just feel even worse. It just validates you thinking of yourself as a bad person, as a toxic person who wants to continue on that cycle. So trust me, I get it. I understand that consciously, on a surface, you know better. But you don't know how to really make yourself feel better because this is a pattern you've learned over time. This is what has been modeled to you. This feels comfortable to you. This feels normal to you. Your peers, the people you're around, they act like this too. So what's the big deal? Why do I have to be the one to change my toxic behaviors when everyone else around me is just as toxic? Because you deserve better. You are better. Be better. Because you did not come to this earth to be in this toxic, low energy. How far is that really getting you? When you are alone and you can't even stand being with yourself. When you don't even feel worthy of someone truly loving you. When you don't even feel worthy of even accepting things you really want. How good does it really work? So I want you to ask yourself, why do you keep doing this? When we constantly engage in toxic behaviors, this has become our auto response to protecting ourselves in a negative way. Maybe you experienced some extreme rejection, which really damaged your identity. And in order to continue to protect it, you've just learned how to do it in a toxic, negative way. So I want to ask you, what is the goal you really have for yourself? What are the relationships you really want to have? How do you want to be remembered when you leave this earth? How do you want to continue to live your life? Write all of this down and create an action plan. Practice making small steps towards your goal of becoming better versus just feeling better in the moment. Look back at your life and ask yourself, are you truly content with the way you've handled life? And guess what? It's a brand new day. And even though you may have been on this loop, you may have been in this system, this old, rickety, raggedy system that really doesn't work all that well, but it's all you know, you can learn to be better. You don't have to continue on this system. You can change. You can change. Just how you learned everything of what to do on this system, you can learn a new way of doing things. So surround yourself with more positive people. And when you do this, you'll notice that your behavior and your actions that are toxic are going to be very out of place. There is not a bigger changer in the world than to feel out of place, to feel ostracized. That shifts you very quickly. So it is extremely necessary that you remove yourself from others that reflect toxic behaviors. Because I guarantee you, if you jump into a world where everyone is more healthy, they think positively, they have a higher self-esteem, you're going to feel very out of place and you will have no choice but to see how to adopt better behaviors. So you must douse yourself with information and examples that are a healthier way of doing things. It's time to let go and let that old system fade away because it's time for a real life, real joy, real fulfillment. So these are some ways to begin to release those lower beliefs you have about yourself and those inner demons and focus on progression. It wasn't so bad, was it? Was it? It wasn't really all that bad. It wasn't really that scary as you thought. You can have that nice sigh of relief at this point to know that half of the stuff you probably feel guilty about, you really aren't even responsible for. I felt guilty so much for things I did when I was 6 years old. 6 years old. Six. Six. I took it on as that I was just really bad, a really bad person. And it wasn't until I was 25, 26 years old, 20 years later, that I brought it up to surface and I said, wait a minute, I was a kid. You know, when we're in our body, even though we're kids, we still internalize everything. We don't really think about the fact that our brain is not even developed. We're just copying literally everything. And when I realized this, I was like, oh my gosh, you poor baby. That is not your responsibility. Let it go. And if you're still in this rut, if you're still on this cycle and you're 40, 50, 60 years old, 30, whatever, it's because you haven't taken the time to look at yourself deeply and be courageous and patient enough to adopt a better lifestyle. And sometimes the only thing that can do that is to lose relationships, to have things fall apart in your life so that you can really look and sit with yourself. That is the most positive thing about this entire pandemic, if nothing else, is that we are finally sitting with ourselves. It is so uncomfortable. Some people are really struggling with this. But it is so necessary for us to become a better humanity. So, so crucial. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I want you to stay tuned for the top blockers that are keeping you from facing yourself. If any of this resonated with you, definitely follow and subscribe so that you can receive more episodes on these topics on a regular basis every single week. And if you would like to chat more about it, you can follow me on Instagram at @IamLindsayChristian. So thank you so much for tuning in, and stay tuned for more.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heart Blend Podcast. If you are new, then welcome. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I help others love and discover themselves to reach their highest potential. If you are returning, then welcome back, and I know that you are eager to hear everything in this episode. So you may be on your self-love journey, and you are interested in really going in deep, but you are afraid. You might be afraid of what comes up. You are trying to cover up all the things that you've been through, but you haven't healed from, and it just feels uncomfortable. It just feels yucky. And so I want us to not be so afraid. I want us to have courage, and I want us to really dive in deeply, because this is the heart of the self-love journey. If you can get through this, you can get through anything. So join me, and I know that we will make huge progress on this journey. If you have started your self-love journey, or truly started your self-love journey, then you may have already experienced those uncomfortable feelings, and maybe you're afraid or hesitant to move forward, or maybe you just want a little bit more insight to make sure you are doing it safely and correctly. So today we are covering ways to begin to face your inner demons. These can be things that you feel guilty or shameful about, a damaged identity, and or toxic behaviors you have difficulty stopping. Through this episode, I will help you through this process to guide you along so you can bring it up, understand it, and release it. So number one, feeling guilty and shameful. We can hold on to deep guilt and shame, which can contribute to feeding those inner demons. I want to bring something to your attention, though. Those feelings were created out of someone controlling your power by projecting guilt and shame onto you. Did you know that in Western societies and cultures, like here in the US, Canada, and most of South America, we are governed by guilt as a form of manipulation over its citizens? Did you know that in the Eastern societies and cultures, like Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, they're governed by shame, which is a form of manipulation also over its people? When I realized this, I found it to be so interesting how the two lowest vibrational energies that are inflicted upon you are there to truly keep you from feeling positive enough to own your power. So even when you're going to the grocery store and you're having the cashier ask you to donate for a cause that you truly had no intentions of doing, do you feel guilty if you say no? We take ownership over many things that may have nothing to do with us, but then we give our power away to others by trying to make them responsible for us, our emotions, our feelings, and our well-being. So if you're holding any feelings of guilt and shame, I want you to get a pen and paper and let's uncover some truth. First, I want you to acknowledge if you are even responsible for what you feel guilty about. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. So was this a possible event out of your control or done by another person? Was this something that you could have truly... Were any of the actions that you may feel guilty about done prior to the age of 26? Were your actions done as a way to survive with no alternative resources available? So if you answered yes to any of these questions, you can definitely begin to release all of these feelings of guilt or shame, because these were never done out of any ill intentions. They weren't done purposely, and you handled everything to the best of your ability. This is not your responsibility. I know that at a very young age, we take on a lot of this because maybe your parents or family members or however your guidance was set up told you that if you did not do something, or if you did something that was negative or what they perceived as bad, that you are a bad person. Your behaviors were just not in alignment with what they wanted you to do, but it didn't make you a bad person. And so it is important to understand that truly, honestly, sometimes we really believe that everything is on the same level as if we are fully 100% developed. And it's just not true. Our minds, our brains are very soft and impressionable. And if we didn't grow up in a healthy environment that truly supported our emotional needs, we can suffer from feeling guilty over things that had nothing to do with us. So from age 0 to 7, you were a blank canvas. You came in with no beliefs, no sense of awareness, no formed thoughts, and everything that was in your environment at this age left an impression on you. You have no control over this. From 8 to 13, you just begin to model what you see around you. You begin to take on the actions and behaviors of others because you're trying to learn how to survive and coax through life. Even if these behaviors were not ideal or positive or healthy behaviors, if these were the only behaviors you saw, that is the way that you learn to handle things. And from 14 to 21 and beyond, you're focused on socialization. You're trying to fit in. And sometimes you can do just about anything in order to feel comfortable within your social community. Your brain is not fully developed until you are at age 26. So a lot of the actions and choices that you make are not done with a holistic point of view. The actions that you've taken are done within a very limited capacity. However, what happens is that if you do not have this moment of self-realization, if you do not have this moment to really look at yourself and to see that it is you that is blocking your own way, it is you that may be causing disruption in your relationships, it is you that is keeping you from being successful, it is you from feeling fulfilled and joyful at times. When you come to that understanding, then you realize that all of the behaviors and actions and identities that you've adopted are not for you. So now you're like, okay, now what? And sometimes people never take the time to look at themselves because they are afraid of what they'll see. So they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And instead of actually dealing with it and facing it and progressing and healing, they just fall victim to addiction. They become addicted to trying to feel better because they don't want to face themselves. But Love Tribe, we're not one of those people, are we? We are the strong-minded. We know that our lives deserve better. and we're ready for more. We're ready to truly, truly embrace ourselves, and that's why you're listening to this right now. So let's say that you didn't answer yes to those previous questions that I asked you just a moment ago. Let's go over the other scenarios. So what do you feel guilty or shameful about? Was this action done in a form of ill manner or hatred towards another person? Was this action done as a selfish act to get your needs met? And was this action done as a way to feel better about yourself? If you answered yes, then we can gain understanding that it was due to low self-esteem, low self-worth, and lack of self-love, which was possibly initiated by past projections of self-loathing from others. These actions were done out of a cyclical nature. This is not about making excuses, but to help you understand that the actions you took weren't done because you really wanted to, but because of a negative self-image you have that is buried within you. It's time to let it go, to forgive yourself, and to make a vow to start healing. Start by asking yourself why you made the decision to take those actions, and continue to ask yourself why until you get to the root cause. And I guarantee your answer is not going to be because you think highly of yourself. So have compassion and be gentle with yourself within this journey. It's very, very, very important. You must be gentle with yourself. Do not judge your actions. Do not judge yourself for the things that you have done, but to allow for yourself to feel comfortable enough to know that you do have a good heart. You just don't know how to love yourself. And that is okay. The world will teach you to not be self-reliant. The world will teach you that others are better than you. The world will teach you that others are less than you. Why? Because they understand that majority of the people that are on this earth do not have the mental strength to be able to truly love themselves. So they capitalize on that. Trust me. If you truly loved yourself, if you truly were able to stand within your own skin and feel comfortable, the world would make very little profit because they would not be able to manipulate you. The world would not be able to control its people if fear was not inflicted, if guilt was not projected, if shame was not ingrained. So I want us to take a moment. I know this is a very sensitive topic, but I promise if we can get through this, you're well on your way to truly loving your life and not pretending anymore. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after this brief message.